AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In a speech to the nation, President Biden said the CDC has found that guns are the number one killer of children in this country.
My fellow Americans, enough.
In a rare evening address to the nation, the president noted attacks in Buffalo, Uvalde, Tulsa, where everyday places became killing fields.
How much more carnage are we willing to accept?
He's urging lawmakers to restore a ban on selling assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, among other steps, or at least find compromises, like limiting firearm access for those with mental health issues. Their steps a bitterly divided Congress seems unlikely to take. And if it won't, the president says Americans are ready to act.
I believe the majority of you will act to turn your outrage into making this issue central to your vote. Enough. Enough. Enough.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The House Judiciary Committee's advanced legislation that, if passed, would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21. The bill also would ban large-capacity magazines. In Tulsa, Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the man who shot and killed four people inside a medical building, Michael Lewis, had back surgery last month.
Lewis expressed that he was in pain and was not getting relief.
Among those killed, Lewis' surgeon, Dr. Preston Phillips. Dr. Cliff Robertson is president and CEO of St. Francis Health System.
He is one of those doctors that was cut from the cloth of four decades ago in terms of how he felt about people and how he felt about his calling.
Police say Lewis bought a semi-automatic rifle just hours before his attack. Police in Racine, Wisconsin, south of Milwaukee, say a number of people have been shot in a cemetery. An undisclosed number of victims are being treated at a nearby hospital. It's not yet known if there are any fatalities or if there are any suspects in custody. This is AP News. The dates for the trust funds to fall into the red for Social Security and Medicare have been pushed back. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The annual trustees reports for the two retirement programs say Social Security will be able to pay full benefits until 2035. That's a year longer than last year's estimate. The projected depletion date for Medicare's trust fund for inpatient hospital care moved back 2 years from last year's forecast to 2028. The report says a stronger than expected economic recovery from the pandemic has had a positive impact on the trust funds. Forecasters say the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic will have no net effect on their long-range projections. Mike Hempen, Washington.
AARP CEO Joanne Jenkins says the report's short-term improvements show Congress must act to protect the benefits people have earned and paid into both now and for the long term. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.